At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I tell you what. I love to do a good podcast, but when I'm flipping through the channels and I've seen about 5 different games on that we could be betting on. So,
what the hell was that?
What the fuck was that?
What was that, dude?
Just about blew my ears out, bro. I just about lost my moneymaker.
Good start to our Friday.
Bro, that's like a prostitute popping her tit or breast implant.
Oh, yeah.
I just lost how I made money.
Dude, there was a girl on the challenge one year. I think her name was Siobhan. And she did something and she fell into the water and it busted her boob implant.
Yeah, there's a certain amount, only a certain amount of pressure they can take before they bust.
I had no idea, but she, boom, and she had to go in the ambulance to the hospital and she busted her boob implant. She was no longer able to continue in the game.
Dude, I know a person who the boobs can flip inside out.
Really?
Yeah. The implant. And so she had to
What do you mean inside out?
So the boob implant, you know, a boob, how a boob looks, it can flip. The implant inside of it.
So it can be a different shape?
Yeah, so she had to go into the plastic surgeon, and he just like kind of, I heard that he put her, it was like in a weird position, cranked it out and flipped the boob back. So that, I mean, there's only a certain amount they can take.
A plastic surgeon can be like a chiropractor and flip it back, put it back into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was playing with fake boobs back in the day on certain chicks, Crystal Joe, shout out, you're telling me I could have messed up the formation of them?
It's a force. It's not really you just, you know, not to get too graphic, being in there. It's more than that. It's they're working out. It's a blunt.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it would almost
So it's not like when you're giving them a massage. It's more like if you're just like a boom when she hit the water.
A trip and fall, a hit the water, stuff like that.
Got it. Hey, we got to quit wasting time on boobs, dude. Messi was in town last night. Let's start the show. I am ready to rock.
Are we going
to
cook on a bet?
No. This is the women's tournament. Oh, yeah. Ohio State, you got to bet them. I mean, they're definitely going to cover because they're the number one seed and Maryland's the 8 seed. I think women's teams, they cover no matter what. Like, it's... Can you bet women's basketball?
Yes. But it's confusing. The only way you know it's women's is because women's goes 4 quarters and guys goes 2 halves.
Yeah, which is so stupid. I want to know why the guys don't go 4 quarters. It's just so annoying.
And this reminds me of my house with the closed captioning on, and half the time it blocks the basket. So then I have to say, hey, babe, how do you turn off the closed captioning? I can't see when I'm betting if a team makes a basket. Thank you.
Oh, here's college basketball women. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Okay, if you want to bet live right now, the Ohio State women are -15.5. They'll cover that easy.
No, it'll take away from your story. So.
Yeah, we're not going to do it because, dude, Messi was in town last night, and let me tell you, I went. That's all you need to know. Start the freaking show.
We knew you were going to go.
No, you didn't know. It was up in the air. Was I going to go? It's late on a Thursday. Kickoff was until 8 p.m.
Whoa. But you just missed the camera angle. They're doing a now fly-by court with a freaking drone, bro.
They did not have that last night. I didn't need a drive-by. I was there in person, and Messi went, whoop, right by me.
All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold, are you here with me?
Yeah, but then I'm going to go hump and dump.
No, you're not. You are going to be consistent and loving to Abby. What do you guys got planned this weekend?
Broadway beer and boobs.
Arnold, be respectful. Have fun with her. Take her to dinner. Wine and dicker. I mean diner. Let's start the show.
Okay.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville now, actually. Kids say that. Actually? Yeah, I went to work today. Actually? Yeah, I did. Hey, the Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA. Actually? Boomer says it all the time. North side, Nashville. I have to commute about 30, 40 minutes now with traffic. I listen to every podcast there is. If it's out there, I've heard it. Typically the women's ones. I don't like listening to dudes.
Okay.
I like listening to opposite of what I hear. Your voice, my voice.
Understandable.
I think that's the reason.
Totally understandable.
Yeah. Over to you, man.
Dude, last night was a huge night. Miami was in town, which means Messi and his boys were coming to Geodis Park to take on Nashville SC, and boy, did I have my tickets.
Good plug.
No, there was no plug.
The stadium sponsor, Ray, brought to you by Pepsi.
Ray, I am just telling you about the backdrop. I'm setting you up for an epic night.
And I even have
in the stadium.
I have something else that happened there you didn't know. So that's my tease to trump your tease. Go.
Wow, that's interesting. Trump was there?
No, do better than your... Dude, my headphones keep going out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Holy shit.
I thought you were saying... Trump, like you were dropping a hint that Trump was there and I didn't know it.
Oh my, dude, this thing's effed up. Oh my God, I can't hear myself.
Can you hear yourself now?
No, it's effed up.
Do you need new headphones? I mean, we're about to get to the best story of all time. Do you need to plug in over here?
Yeah. Here, Ray, I know how to plug a headphone in.
All right. Does that work?
Yo, I'm back.
All right, you're back. So.
Dude, I was scared. I thought my ears went out.
I have... season tickets,
oh, you
right?
Turn it down. Or how do I
turn? You turn down up there, bro.
That's loud as shit. Yo.
Yeah, check.
Is that you?
No, I know. I'm good.
Check out my melody. I want to live.
Oh, that's
good.
Me. That's me. You turned me off. That's good right there.
Yo,
turn
yo,
down,
yo.
No, go back to mine a little bit. Go back to mine down a little bit. Down a little bit. There you go. That's good.
All right. Yo, I'm back.
Okay, you're back. All right. Anyway, so we got the tickets. You know what I mean? I said I'm opting in. It's a Champions Cup something tournament. Don't really... know what it is. It's the round of 16. We're going to play here at Geodis. Then we're going to go down to Miami. But Messi and the boys were in Nashville.
All this.
And my question is, I'm driving around yesterday and I told my wife, where do you think Messi and the boys stay?
You better not have been drinking. Probably a hotel. You're talking Grand Hyatt. Great plug, Ray.
Oh, it could be Grand Hyatt. But then I'm like, does Messi
Ray,
stay?
Hit our sponsor.
Or does Messi stay at the Four Seasons? She goes, there's no way. Because the MLS doesn't have enough money to put their team.
We don't have a Four Seasons.
Your old house is a Four Seasons.
Oh, I forgot, dude. I blocked that out.
Where your apartment used to be, they built a Four Seasons.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm telling you, I put a block. When they took us down with a bulldozer, I said, come.
Said you'll never stay there.
Even though we've ate there before.
So I started thinking about where do Messi and them stay? She goes, I bet you Messi stays at the Four Seasons and they stay somewhere else because he is so wealthy that he's not going to stay at the same hotel as them. And MLS doesn't have a lot of money. And I'm like, no way Messi stays apart from his teammates. I may be completely wrong.
Ask Dax.
I could ask him.
But he doesn't talk to me anymore, Ray, because I accidentally texted the wrong number.
No, I texted him the other day when the season started. I said, hey, good luck in Atlanta this season. Don't take it easy on those replacement refs.
Oh, cringe.
And he was like...
did we get a response?
Yeah, he said...
he said, I'm never coming on your podcast again. You guys can go f*** yourselves.
He said, nope.
Oh, thanks, Dax.
He goes, don't worry, refs are refs. I'm going to give them the same peace of mind that I always give the ref.
Fine him. You can't talk back to the refs.
Nah, they do all the time. But anyway... So we never came to a conclusion where Messi and the boys are staying.
There's a place called Placemaker. They're all over town. They're like Airbnbs. You could really get away with doing that. Elevator. You're not at a hotel because hotels always lead to the commoners. It doesn't matter if you're eating at Bourbon and Steak. You still come with the common folk. Placemaker, there's locks, doors, not a lot of people coming in.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. They're not staying at the Days Inn. We know that. They're not staying at the Red Roof Inn. We got that part.
Why do you think I stayed there for the convention?
Good point.
Keep out the losers, Ray.
We were going with the same couple that we went to the last game with. They are...
But they ended up in our room anyways. Continue.
Who did?
Baser took back... the really talkative lady that lost her voice.
Lori.
Went to our place.
That's right. She missed the party bus because Sam...
What happened to security?
Sam and his nasty cowboy gear missed the party bus because he was out looking for Lori. Even though Lori was fine, she was partying with Bay. Got it. But that has nothing to do with Messi. Let me talk about Messi. So we hit up that family and we're like, hey, you guys want to go to dinner beforehand? And they're like, absolutely.
Swinging.
What time is your babysitter getting there? And we said, he gets off work at 5:15. He said he could be here by 5:30. They said, great, we'll be ready to go. We were picking them up.
So what did you say?
We said, let's eat at 6.
What did you say? I'm a pull up.
I'm a pull up. I'm a pull up.
I'm just a dad with a kid and a wife. Yes, and come over.
So we pull up. I mean, we take the car seat out, one of the car seats out so they can fit in the back. And we pull out of the house at 5:48 p.m.
Are they drinking?
Oh, well, no, we go to pick them up. And we get there. And then we're like, we're here. And they're like, all right, we're coming. And we sit there.
Yep.
And we sit there.
And I'm
And
leaving.
We sit there. 12 minutes later, all right, we're coming out.
Okay, you could have cut that part out of the story.
They get in the car, and we immediately play.
Let's go.
I Will Never Give Up on You, the Nashville freaking anthem. The soccer anthem for Nashville SC. I mean, I'm like, yes. And they're like, hilarious. And we're going to a little Mexican joint.
Let's go.
And we go, we roll in, and it's packed.
Hola, ese.
With NSC gear. All these people. And then there's some people in Messi shirts. I'm like, get the hell out of here. And we sit down, and the waitress is like, oh, you know, do you guys want something to drink? We're like, yeah, margaritas for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Margaritas for the table. Mm-hmm. And then the lady that was with us, the wife, she goes, actually, I want a Paloma. And I'm like, okay, just margaritas for us three. And
he Suburbia, goes, typical.
And he's like, no, I don't want a margarita. Give me a Modelo. I'm like, oh, sorry. And she was like, do you guys want small, medium, or large? And I was like, I guess large. She goes, no, you want a pitcher.
Okay, lady.
And I'm like, no, just one large is fine. Like, I can't do all. And she goes, you sure you don't want a pitcher? I'm going to mark you down for a pitcher.
Dude, I always love a hard sell when I'm trying to eat. Like, F off.
I'm like, I don't need the upsell. I just want a large. That's it. Just one large. I'm not drinking a whole pitcher. If the whole table was doing it, it makes sense.
You're a little
So she
What
goes.
Did you call me?
So the rest of the time, she's angry. She's angry because I just got a large.
Yeah.
Not very friendly the rest of the time. Oh, you want more chips? Fine. Here, more chips. Cool.
What did you guys eat at, Dick's?
Felt like it, dude. So.
Where's my dunce hat?
There's people all over, and then it's like 7:10. And we're
actually,
like,
you shouldn't put on that dunce hat nowadays.
No. Don't do that.
Hey, where's that white hat? Get it for me.
No.
Honey, take a picture of all of us.
Dude, so it's time to roll the stadium. We park, we walk, and there's just tons of people flooding into Geodis. I was thinking it wasn't going to be packed because you go online, plenty of good seats available.
Impoverished area around there. There's a little bit of slums.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But everybody's excited. A lot of Messi, a lot of pink because, oh, we're all in Messi's nuts. You know what I mean?
No, International Women's Day.
That's today.
Yes,
but this
we
was
celebrated on the big show. Women. Yeah, it's all about it, man.
So we get in there just in time to see Messi and his boys run off the pitch to go back to the locker room after warm-ups. And I'm like, oh, my God, there he is. And they warmed up on the opposite side of the field, so we only got to see him run off. Great, cool, here we go. They walk out, and everybody's going crazy. It is a very pro-Messi crowd.
Boo.
Chant of Messi, 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 which I'm super annoyed by. And I'm super annoyed by the people in Nashville SC gear chanting Messi.
You had the same take last game. We can just roll that tape
back. No, I didn't. I didn't have take. I said, if you're in the Nashville gear, you don't cheer for Messi. You don't want Messi. You want to watch him, but you want to beat him. You don't chant his name and celebrate him. You're here to support your team. You want your team to win.
Yes.
Fine. Whatever. No big deal. We get down to our seats, dude, and we are right there. We're ready. They come out. For some reason, they don't even do the national anthem.
New thing. Ready to take a knee. Right?
Very weird. But they just start the game.
Not at all. Are we still in America?
Not sure what was going on. I don't know if it's rules about Champions Cup. I don't know. Maybe I missed the national anthem.
So I did it, Ray.
No. Nope.
Oh, say can you?
We started off, and they are dominating, dude. Dominating.
Who's we? I don't know.
Miami.
Oh, why'd Messi. You say we?
I said they.
You said we.
No, I said we are getting dominated, Ray.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Messi and the boys are just pounding our goal, having our end for the first 4 minutes.
We're getting pounded.
All of a sudden, we clear it out. Mukhtar gets it. Crosses
he's still
it
with the club?
Oh, his first game of the year he's played.
All right.
He crosses it out to Shaq Moore, who's making a run down the right side. Mukhtar cuts across to go down the line. Shaq Moore takes it inside. Crosses it to Schaffelberg. Schaffelberg rips it. Goal!
12 minutes?
4 minutes, 45 seconds in. Nashville SC 1, Miami nothing. Take that, Messi. Sit your ass down.
So did you say the same stuff live?
Yes. I'm like, yeah, where are you? Oh, what? I can't hear you, Messi fans.
Mom, what was that A word he said?
And so, Ray, we're 5 minutes in, and everybody around us is sitting down.
Why?
Everybody. Except for the three people right in front of us. And one looks like Danny DeVito.
Mm.
One looks like George Lopez.
Any chicks?
And the other guy is Fat Joe before he lost weight.
Ginky.
He probably took up two seats, Ray.
Hello, guys. Excuse me.
So, my thing is, do you tap this guy on the shoulder?
You need to defend your honor. You were with women and men.
And say, hey, man, do you mind sitting down? Because if you sat down, you couldn't see over him, and you definitely couldn't see around him. Seat and a half, Ray.
We had the same debate with brother about that guy standing in front of him. Don't remember my response, so just run back that tape.
But here's my thing. The guy behind me is yelling, siéntate. Siéntate. Does it mean sit down? In Spanish.
Excuse me, what the f*** does that mean?
But the guy was Hispanic that was standing up, so he just assumes he knows Spanish. A little bit racist, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because not all Hispanics know Spanish.
The word was siéntate?
Siéntate.
Isn't that sleep?
Nah, that's, I don't know. But anyway.
Ray, it was Soberus.
He keeps yelling it. The guy's not sitting down.
Did anybody say, mama mea la peach?
Don't know what that means.
It's Costa Rican slang for you.
Got it. So the guy goes, hey, man, if you want me to tap him on the shoulder, I will.
Oh, the guy's going to defend the women's honor.
The guy behind me is going to go over my row and tap him on the shoulder.
Yes, would you please do that? I'm terrified.
And I'm like, nah, man, whatever. It's good. I don't mind standing. And he goes, well, I can't really see. And I was like, well, it's up to you if you want to tap him on the shoulder. That's up to you. And we're about 12 minutes in, and the ball comes down in the left corner. The dude crosses it back to Messi, and Messi rips it. Misses by about a foot. Oh,
rarely
my
misses.
God. It was, I mean, the way he bent it, he bent it like Beckham.
Bent it like Beckham. Is that your goal or the other one?
That's what I'm right talking about. Right next to us.
Because
right
when I did my research a year ago, I was going to be at the goal where he scored the goal.
Yes.
If that makes sense to you guys in your cars.
It doesn't. But
okay.
Anyway, so Messi, I mean, it is a great game. Action-packed. And then later in the first half, he gets the ball in the middle, and Walker Zimmerman is trying to defend him, and Messi goes, boop, and goes to the right, and Walker lost his jock. I mean, buckled at the knees, fell down.
Tall dude.
I mean, Messi used him and abused him like he was a cone,
dude. This ain't Green Hills Mall, bitch.
And
is that where you saw him with your kids?
No, I saw him at, it was called Zoe's. It was a...
Yeah.
Mediterranean place, but it's no longer in business.
Yeah, it's a Mediterranean defense. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. And so he's one-on-one with the keeper, and he tries to flick it. The goalie blocks it with his shoulder. Unbelievable.
Just like UPS guys.
Crowd goes crazy. Just like UPS on my team. I mean, crowd goes crazy. Oh! Freaking bananas. Don't worry. guy in front of me, still standing up.
But at this point, you're wanting to stand up.
I'm just standing up. I don't mind it. Here's the thing, though. The guy in front of me, he didn't see 1 second of the game, Ray.
Just in the bottom of his glass.
Nope. Ray, it wasn't even drinking, Ray.
Ray, he can tell you the bottom of the bottle name.
Ray, let me show you what this guy did the whole game. He just took video of the entire game.
But also from your vantage point, I think you can kind of see over him.
I am standing up, but what I'm saying is the ball's right there, and he is like filming it. Even when it would go to the other side of the field, far corner, he was filming the entire game.
You know why? YouTuber. Dude, he's smarter than us. We get 100 views. He probably got 1,000.
I was laughing so hard because Messi is right there, and he is looking at him on his phone.
And he knows the business. He was filming hamburger, not hot dog.
You're right. He even went live at one point.
Oh, dude, he's got a bigger podcast than us. We need to go live.
One person that joined his live. One. Yeah. Literally, it said one in the corner. One person was watching.
Well, I don't know if you watched our Facebook Live when me and Scuba were down there reviewing the bars for the convention. No. We had less than one.
Oh, my bad.
It's kind of hard, apparently, to get followers.
Dude, and then right at the end of the first half, in stoppage time, Nashville fouls Miami right outside the 18. Free kick.
Okay.
So you know who's taking it.
Messi. Zimmerman.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, so free kick isn't penalty kick?
No, but it's a direct kick. He can shoot it at the goal, but he's like 20 yards out.
I already saw your video. He missed it.
I didn't even show you a video.
Were you sitting next to Candace?
No.
My friend Suri?
Who?
I swear I saw a video of this.
I saw Candace walking back to the car, though, out of nowhere. Out of all those people, I hear, lunchbox? She was walking right next to me. Well, random.
I mean, she's noticeable.
Got it. Yeah.
Went on X and I saw the goal. He missed the goal.
And so I might
ruin my story.
I looked at my wife and I was like, oh, mother. This is where they tie it up. Messi doesn't miss these. Messi does not miss these. He puts them up in the upper 90. Like, we're not stopping it.
Messi doesn't mess. You know what I'm saying?
And John? The crowd is going crazy.
What's the guy's name you're with?
Messi.
What's the guy's name?
Brian.
Brian, okay.
Okay, and I'm like, Brian, we're in trouble,
Messi
man.
Doesn't Messi, Brian, BK.
And he's like, damn, this sucks. This sucks.
Man, and Messi, I got to go to f***ing work tomorrow.
Kicks it right into the wall.
Yeah, he sucked it.
Sucked it. Never see Messi kick it right into the wall. He sucked it, and the ref blows it into the half. Into the first half. Nashville 1, Miami 0.
Wrong one. Sorry, guys. If you see on the YouTubes, I got to look out of the cock eye of my head to do these.
So since we're at halftime, it's a good place to take a break because they took a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Ray, at halftime, I went and did shooters in the parking lot.
No, halftime, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't move.
How long are those? Because intermissions in hockey are insufferable.
15 minutes, maybe 13 minutes. I don't remember.
That's better.
Yes. And the three guys in front of me, they're out of there. They're gone.
First half footage, no less.
Oh, took first half footage the whole time. Every single play, he filmed it.
Sometimes it caps out in an hour, though. He may have ran out of juice.
And so they disappear, and the second half starts. They're nowhere to be found.
That's funny. I didn't see any posts on the Instagram page.
Didn't even think about it, Ray. I was in the moment. I should have, now that I think about it.
My first thought, did he go to the game? My second thought, damn it, did Messi score? Continue.
My now that I think about it, I probably should have posted a little bit of video of Messi for our Instagram and for our YouTube.
Yeah, great, thanks. We were looking for clicks. Stories about dudes with three dicks. Oh,
my bad.
Wrong clip.
And I'm like, all right, so like 3 minutes into the second half.
48 minute for you guys at home.
Yeah, 48th minute. We get the ball right here by where we at. Right here. Schaffelberg gets it. Fakes left. Mukhtar cuts in front of him. And I'm like, oh, he's good. Hit Mukhtar.
Ow!
He doesn't pass it. He goes right. Fakes the left-footed shot. They all kind of like dive in like he's going to shoot it. He taps it to his non-dominant foot, his right foot. And laser beam. Upper 90, right corner of the net. Goal! Nashville SC! Nashville SC! Nashville SC!
2-1.
2-0. 2-0.
Oh, I thought goal. He hit it into the goal, the wall.
Yeah. So we are up 2-0, and we are celebrating like we are the world champions. Then I believe it's like the 54th minute.
Do you kiss your girl for a goal?
No, we're not A&M.
That's what I knew. I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, A&M is the one that like starts making out with any chick near them, which I kind of like that tradition.
Ray, I went after Brian.
Nah, Brian was sitting to me on my right, and I had a dude on my left. And
you position yourself with two dudes next to you and no chicks?
Yeah, so I could talk to the dudes and not the chicks.
Rookie. Three dudes in front of you.
Three dudes in front of me.
You had no hangers.
No, I mean, dude.
My wife was with another guy.
Dude, do you see how big this dude is? I mean, like, that's just, I mean.
Yes.
A seat and a half, dude. There's no way. Like, on an airplane, he's got to buy two seats.
We
no
can
doubt.
Actually post that, too.
Oh, I'm posting that.
All right.
Just to show you that he filmed the entire game. So, Ray, but this dude ain't back from halftime, so he misses the Schaffelberg goal right in front of us.
2-0.
Right? 9 minutes later, 54th minute or whatever. Messi, I don't even know if it's 54th minute, but whatever. He gets it down there. Three people on him.
53rd minute.
One little touch. Whack!
52nd minute is what it was.
Goal. Messi. Freaking beautiful as hell.
Quieter horn.
And the crowd goes crazy because they love Messi, and there's so much pink in the audience.
Dude, Nashville fans are a bunch of f***ing homers. Or
sellouts.
Sellout. Mother traitors.
Traitors.
Like the 100%.
Show.
I love the show, Ray.
And, I need to watch that show. You told me about it.
Look at this camera.
What? Oh, that is cool.
They're
going
to bring that camera to March Madness. It's like the bird's eye view.
Hey, glad you didn't bet Ohio State. They're down 26-19. Well, anyway.
Justin's probably betting it.
After 2 minutes after the Messi goal, my dude shows back up.
So they did some drinks.
He went to go get two big-ass beers.
Yeah.
Brings them, sets them down.
And now the beer's in your face.
No, the only problem is he can't drink it because he pulls the phone back up and immediately starts filming the game.
Wow.
The whole, but he missed the shot, the Schaffelberg goal right here.
Nailed
he
it.
Missed the Messi goal.
Footage is king, dude. You have no footage.
He has footage of nothing. He has no goals being scored in his footage.
I'll take his footage over your story.
Correct. Because he actually got video of Messi running around and kicking. He probably got Messi doing the free kick, all that.
He filmed at Hamburger over Hot Dog, Ray.
So, it was phenomenal. And so we're up 2-1. Then we get the ball. We score another one. Shaq Moore. Goal!
Wait, I thought the final score was
3-1, 3-1, 3-1. Crowd is going crazy.
I thought the final score was 2-0.
Sorry. Miami scored. Tied it 2-2. All those Miami losers and Messi fans are yelling, going crazy. VAR, offsides, goal doesn't count, 2-1 Nashville. Shaq Moore scores. We're up 3-1. He comes sliding on his ass on that beautiful grass right where we're sitting. He slides right to us. The team comes over, and they're all celebrating. Woo! They take the ball to midfield for Miami to kick off. Ref, hold up play.
VAR.
Hold up play, VAR.
Dude, VAR's killing the game. Because on the betting apps, they give you the money, and then they take it away when VAR comes.
And, VAR reviews it. Offsides. No goal.
Killing the game.
God bless America.
I didn't see it. Did you, wife?
Nah, Brian.
Did your wife see it? What about Brian?
I told Brian right away, right when they scored, I go, Man, I thought Shaq was kind of offsides, but I guess not.
Brian didn't see Does he even understand soccer?
Yeah, Brian knows soccer.
Because if I was there, I'd probably ask you a couple questions.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn, okay. So then there's that altercation down at the other end.
Do you think you whispering to Brian that Shaq got away with it, the ref heard that?
No. He was standing
You're loud, though, dude.
He was standing right there telling them, hey, go back on your side of the field now.
You're loud as absolute fuck, dude.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Hey, Shaq got away with one there. VAR. All right, continue.
So there's an altercation. One of our players goes down at midfield, and he's, like, hurt. And Miami gets the ball and brings it all the way from their end. And usually you kick it out when someone's hurt. And they just keep going, and try to score. And then Godoy gets in Messi's face and pushes him like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Ooh.
And they all, the whole team's, they start pushing and shoving.
Don't go after the goat.
No. Everybody's getting mad. Pushing, shoving. The ref's pushing everybody away. And
the ref pushed Messi?
Like, no, blocking, like, getting separating them. And people are pointing fingers, trying to separate everybody. I'm like, now it's getting heated. This is what we came for.
Hey, siétete.
So then later, there's a ball.
Right in the back, Santa Claus.
Messi's going for it on the sideline. Just looks like a regular collision. He stays down. And the whole Messi contingent, boo! Ooh. Ooh, they're all pissed off. And Messi stays down.
You guys go home to your... Oh, you live here. Never mind.
Yeah, go back to my... Oh, no, you live right on Main Street? Oh, my bad.
Oh, go back to Broadway. Oh, yeah, you live here. You're one of us.
Oh, you're my neighbor? I hate you. Messi stays down. So when the ball goes out of bounds, I'm like, all right, throw it back in. VAR checking for red card. I'm like, Messi goes down one time, and we're going to VAR for a red card?
I didn't know
straight
VAR'd
red? We are thinking because he fell down one time, we need to review the tape to make sure it's not a straight red.
Are they showing the crowd this, or they do VAR secretly?
They just put on the screen, VAR check for red card.
Do they show the video?
No, they do not show the replay.
Maybe Giotis upgrade?
I don't know why they weren't showing some of the replays. So I'm like, really? He goes down one freaking time, and we're going to act like it's like, oh, my God. And they come back, and they say, not only not a red card, no foul. Like, not even a yellow card. So we were looking for a straight red, but the dude didn't even get a yellow. That's how unceremoniously Messi went down.
The goat flopped.
He flopped and stayed down, and they went to a straight red. Get the hell out of here.
So he's a little La Flopper, eh?
Yeah.
La Flopper used to play in Miami. Messi now plays at Miami. There's something in the water.
Ooh.
Le Miami flop.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what they teach him down there.
Well, I mean, they're softer down there. They also wear less clothes. Oh, man, I miss Miami.
Man, I miss those
South
beaches.
South Beach?
Oh.
Dude, we went there this time last year, a year ago. Not South Beach. I'm talking the actual beach,
Oh,
dude.
Sorry.
They wear bikini tops and shorts.
Hell yeah.
You ain't seen that on Broadway.
I love that.
The guys do, too. I was talking to guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, we go into extra time, dude. Stoppage time. There's going to be 7 minutes of stoppage time.
Little high. Usually it's around 4 or 5.
Yes, but we had the scrum with Messi. Messi acting like he's hurt, looking at the VAR. It's still 2-1 Nashville.
What time is it at this point? I've probably been in bed for 3 hours.
Oh, man, it was like 10 o'clock.
I mean, dude, I never could have done that.
I was thinking that. I'm like, damn, I got to get up early, but I'm not leaving early.
But
Messi
you saw
is here.
The goal.
Yeah, but I want to watch the end of the game.
Right, real fan, go.
Yes, and we decide we're just going to pack it in. We're going to play defense and try to just clear the ball.
Pack your meat.
They get it on the right-hand side, do a couple jukes, cross it, Suarez, header, goal, Miami.
No,
2 minutes
not.
Ago in the game. Yes, Suarez scored a goal with his head.
Oh, 2-2. They tied it. Yeah.
2-2 Miami. And all them damn Miami fans and Messi fans.
Careful.
And people in their FC Barcelona shirts and whatever the hell else they had. Going crazy, and I'm like, shut up! Shut up, all of you! Shut up!
The game's over, though. I saw it was 2-2.
And it ends 2-2.
Okay, thank you.
And it's like your heart was ripped out of your soul because you led from the 4th minute on.
True.
Till 2 minutes left in the game. And you blew a 2-0 lead. It was depressing.
Speaking of blowing, Ray, I'll tell you next.
The big guy in front of me never sat down. And I think it might have been because he couldn't fit in the chair.
Okay. But I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole.
But he definitely got 1 hour and 22 minutes of game action on his phone.
That's what I'm saying. That would have been massive for the YouTube.
How many minutes of that do you think he's going to go back and watch?
Dude, we need to find this guy, pay him for his footage, and put it on our YouTube.
He could literally just go to Twitter and find better videos than what he got on his damn phone.
I want that footage. Candace works at Geodis.
I saw her.
Ask Candace. Hard to miss. Know what I'm saying?
Right, we already said that.
Candace works at Geodis. We can get his seat number.
I got the seat number. It's right in front of mine.
We need it for YouTube.
Anyway, as we're leaving the stadium, everybody's all excited. And I'm like, it's time to do my bag of tricks, my dumb jokes.
Who goes to these games? Chicks, dudes?
Chicks, dudes, kids, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, everybody.
I'm seeing a lot of dudes.
Homeless.
Is your wife in the little section? Was she one of the only women?
No.
Oh.
Women everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere.
Okay. I haven't been to one yet.
I know. You want to go?
It's not like I need, but it's like, it's sometimes I go to a Titans game, dude, and it's a section full of dudes. I'm like, guys, not one of you could have brought your wife just to kind of mix it up a little bit. I mean, I love hanging out in a locker room. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing?
I understand what you're
saying. You know what I'm saying?
But
like, sometimes you just need the female opinion. You don't need a bunch of bros. Continue.
So Messi walks out. And what's crazy is when they're walking out, they have little like kids with them. Like, they hold their hands when they walk out of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
The kid was as tall as Messi. Whatever kid that is, he was as tall as Messi.
Oh, Messi's short, huh?
Oh, he's like 5'5".
Dude,
he's
I should have been a soccer player.
Tiny.
I miss my sport.
But as we're walking out, man, I was like,
Ray, same height as Purdy.
Stupid-ass joke that I like to do, and I'm like, man.
Let me get the laugh track ready.
Everybody kept going, Messi, Messi, Messi. I was like, but I thought the stadium was pretty clean. I was like, I don't understand why they thought it was Messi. I mean, and so many people were going, Messi, Messi. And I was like, and the guy next to me goes, no, dude, Messi, Messi. They were cheering for Messi. He pointed to the jersey of his buddy that was wearing a Messi jersey. And I was like, I know, dude, I'm just joking. He goes, damn, I feel stupid.
They need a good cleaning company.
He goes, I wasn't going to say anything, but I felt bad, and now I feel stupid.
Oh, my gosh. I'm cringe and icked by that conversation, that guy would be that dumb to think you weren't kidding, to thought you were talking about the cleanliness of the stadium.
Dude.
Was that Brian that said that?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Brian was laughing because he was like,
oh, you did it for Brian?
No.
Hey, watch this.
And his wife goes, did Brian give you that joke? And I said, no. She goes, that sounds just like a Brian joke.
Your that wife's like, he's so funny.
No, my wife goes, it's so stupid. He does it everywhere. He does it at concerts. He does it leaving restaurants.
Wait,
he does
concerts? How do you do the Messi joke at a concert?
Not Messi, but I'm like, oh, Morgan Wallen got laryngitis. Right. He can't sing tonight.
I've heard that one. That one's funny.
It's funny.
That one's funny.
You toy with people. It's sort of like when I was at the cave in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And I said, man, can't believe that waterfall's out of water. And the guy goes, honey, did you hear that? The waterfall's out of water. And I told him, gotcha.
But that's not funny after the Chilean mine accident, dude. Those people escaped with their lives. Can't right. make cave jokes.
Shouldn't be joking in caves.
Yeah, we gotta take a break.
And no, we walked to the car, dude. People are lined along the fence to see Messi walk out to the bus. And I'm like, guys, there are two fences between you and the buses. You got a better shot of him picture when he was out on the field, no matter where you sat in that stadium. And how long do you think they sat in that locker room?
Hey, so what did you do? Did you go line the fence?
No, I walked to the car. And that's where I ran into Candace on the road. She'd had a few. Weird. She just got back from Miami, actually.
I thought they were in South Beach.
I know. She was like, I just got back from Miami. And when I was going to the airport, I saw a billboard that said, Miami versus Nashville. And I was like, oh, that's us. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, see you later.
Dude, I got to get in sales. Staying up all night. They probably did a poster or two.
Yeah, I mean, they got hammered in Miami, came back, got hammered at the game. And
we're in the wrong industry.
We really are. And so that was Messi, man. Messi mania. Congrats, Messi. It was awesome. He's amazing to watch in person. He walks a lot, but when he touches that ball, magic happens, dude. It is phenomenal. And when we come back, Ray has something that's going to trump my story. I don't know what it is, but
nobody's listening.
We'll talk about it, right? No, you think people did not enjoy the Messi story?
No, they liked it.
And I did forget to tell you, at the restaurant, the wife of Brian, she liked the little clay pot glass.
What the kinky?
No, that the Paloma came in. She was like, I love this glass. She goes, will you take it for me?
What the?
So I had to stick it in my hoodie for her.
What else did you guys do?
Nothing. She likes to take glasses from like breweries and all that. She's like, it's cool so people know where you've been. But she was like, I can use this as like a little flower pot to put flowers in.
Yeah, Paloma.
So I stuck the little Paloma drink in my shirt pocket.
Yeah, you can.
All right. Maybe it's boring. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah, man. You went to what? The soccer game?
Yeah.
The coolest thing there, and you had no idea. Incognito, no less, wore Pit Viper sunglasses at night, which means you know he's not trying to get spotted. Dang it. I did his sex. They were wearing a flannel.
Not even wearing a team shirt?
Nope.
Red D. Henry?
Nope.
Will Levis?
No, but I mean you're on the right.
D-Hop.
Okay, just don't keep naming Titans. Ray, was it Vrabel?
Oh, wait, still okay, so don't name Titans.
It was Vrabel, dude. He never left.
Vrabel? Tom Brady. David Beckham.
No. You're
David Beckham probably was there. He's the owner.
You're never gonna guess it. It's people I like.
Oh, Nelk Boys.
Ray, was it Caller Daddy?
Nelk Boys.
No.
Who the hell do you like?
How long do we do the guessing game for?
Manziel.
Yep.
He was there?
Yeah. Dude, I gotta find it. Let me see. Hold on, if he's in this video.
Johnny Manziel was there?
Yes, dude.
Dude, everybody wants to see Messi. I'm telling you. Was he in a suite?
No, dude. He was down with the commoners. Like, he literally could have walked right by you. You would have never known it was him because of what he was wearing.
No, all right, here we freaking go. Way. Let me see.
He didn't delete it.
Bro, let me see.
All right. So it's going to show him coming down. It's
oh,
next,
my God.
It's the next one. All right. Wait, you got to let it play, though.
Okay, I'm letting it play.
But put it up to the screen. You see him?
Bro. No, go back. Go back. Go back, bro. Go back.
What?
Stop.
Wait, were you near him? Dude, are you in the video?
Bro.
We have to screenshot it then and bro, save it.
Hold on. I'm not in the video. That's my section.
Dude, you would have never known it was him. Cognito. He was all lit, probably.
Dude, you have got to be freaking kidding me. Dude.
That's how you know he get recognized a lot, because if you're wearing sunglasses at night, and then also, he never's rocking some
dude,
Tennessee
okay,
plan.
See the top of the 18?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Like, I'm right there. Like this dude in the blue shirt or yellow shirt. One of these two dudes is the end of my row, and I'm right in there.
Oh, dude. He went right by you, and you're talking to Bucky or Brian. Oh, dude. Looked like he had a couple, though, definitely.
Hold on. Am I in it? Where am I? Hold on.
Well, I can screen it. I can screen record it, and we'll zoom in.
Dude, we're going to have to screen record. We're going to have to screen record it because...
Dude, my story got even better. The fact that what are the odds he come into your section?
You have got to be
dude, you're sitting there having a dumbass conversation with Bucky. Hey, man, how's work?
All I am good? Talking about Brian, and University of Georgia.
You got Johnny Manziel. Dude, you had goats all around you. He's the greatest college football player of all time.
I don't know. Vince Young's pretty damn good.
Watching the greatest soccer player of all time. It was goat
city.
Here
he goes. Here he goes. Let's see.
Oh, he's riding a wave right there.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
He might have been on a little different planet. But that's why he was. I mean, you got to go see Messi.
I mean, that is so fantastic that he was right by me. But I don't know. Maybe he came at the time when the guy was not standing up, because I don't see my dude standing up.
Ray, I see my wife in the video. She actually touches him. Wait, she leaves with him.
That's fantastic, dude. That's fantastic.
I told you, man. I told you my story'd blow your
mind. I mean, I am pausing it everywhere.
I can screen record it and people can look at it.
Okay.
That's how we'll get views.
Okay. Anyway, now you want to talk. I want to talk about the big announcement yesterday.
All right. I got to screen record this. So just zip your anus for a second.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
We got to do this for the, we got to do it for the gram. All right, and we need you guys to go through that video with a fine-tooth comb and find Bizzle.
But I'm going to be on his left. I'm on his left. When they pan back down to the field, that's where I am. But anyway, they announced Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yes. Bob Menery announced that. Our boy.
I don't understand.
What?
At first, I was so excited, like, oh, my God, this is going to be awesome. It's stupid as shit.
It's cash grab. Tyson doesn't fight anymore. Jake Paul's in shape. With boxing, it's the greatest equalizer. MMA, you can kill somebody, you can cut their dick off. Boxing, dude, you could box freaking Jake Paul and stay around for two rounds. You just defense, block. A little bit of training. A guy that's training and a guy that's been out of the game for 20 years, that's your equalizer. They're the exact same level.
I can't understand. Like, I was so pumped when I heard it, and I was like, this is going to be incredible. Mike Tyson's going to knock him out.
It's fake?
I don't know, but Mike Tyson will be 58 years old on fight day.
There you go.
58 years old.
Never thought I'd see you talk Jake Paul, dude. You've come around. Man, I'm proud of you. He's close to Nelk, boys.
But how stupid is this going to be? Like, how fake is it going to be? If Mike Tyson... But at 58 years old, can he still hit?
Yes, it's muscle memory. You watching O'Malley this weekend?
Yes.
That'll be
Sean Sugar Shane versus Marlon Vera.
Good thing you're not doing the introductions.
Thank you.
When is it? Is it months away? Is it time to say that they were faking and it's just a publicity thing?
No. I think they're going to fight.
Oh, okay.
I think it's July. Yes. June or July. But I don't understand it. I need to figure out how it's going to work. Because Mike Tyson could kill people. I mean, I understand that was in his heyday when he's 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. But Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson is a joke.
It's different weights, different heights. They're not even close to the same reach. He can run around. That's what they know. Dude, that's the beauty of boxing. It's not fighting. It's not the strongest person. It's not the most wiliest. It's the person that's technique that can last it out. That's boxing. That's why every boxing thing ends up being pretty equal. You and me could go box. We've never boxed before, and it would be equal. Even though I wrestled, you play soccer, your endurance is better, we would be equal because it's boxing.
When at
you
put AT&T on, Stadium in Dallas. Like,
hey, Cowboys, right? I'm going to try a joke like you. Cowboys will actually have somebody win there. Who's next? Jake Paul and Jerry Jones? Hey, Eddie boxed a football. They both lost. I thought I read on Reddit that somebody said it was fake. I don't know.
Well, that what? The fight is fake?
I got to start reading. Sometimes I just see a headline and I think that's real.
But if they really sell 80,000 seats to this damn thing, people are idiots.
People just want entertainment, though. I'm not arguing whether it's good, bad, indifferent. Your soccer game for $200, I'll pass. Billy lives in Austin. Is he going to go to Dallas? Probably not. Dallas-Fort Worth is a big metroplex. I used to sell Grande Communications to a lot of them. It's an area that could fill that. Maybe there isn't a lot going on at Gary's Stockyards. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many more times are you going to go see Sarah dance on a Friday night at Billy Bob's? Like, I mean, you've seen her shake her shit. I mean, you got to go see that boxing every once in a while. I mean, people need to be entertained, which is the opposite of what this podcast did. I'll hang up and listen.
Jake Paul is 6'1 with a 76-inch reach. Tyson is 5'10 with a 71-inch reach.
Not even close.
I don't know. I want it to be awesome, and
Ray,
I want
4 inches.
No, what? No. And I want Mike Tyson to knock him out, but this is such, it has to be bullshit.
They all are, dude.
I mean, I know all his fights beforehand have been just layups.
Nate Robinson, it was planned. Didn't he, one of them fought Mayweather. Mayweather's one of the greatest fighters of all time, but it's an equalizer sport where anybody can get in the ring.
No, Jake Paul didn't fight Mayweather.
The other one did, Logan Paul did.
Did he really?
And he bounced around for 12 rounds. Dude, all these things, that's how it works. That's why MMA is amazing.
Yeah,
people die.
Well, I don't know if they die, but they actually fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I going to pay for it?
Well,
no.
We got a website for that.
I don't think I'm going to pay for it. But I want, because I think Jake Paul is just such fake. He's fake. He's not good. He's an entertainer.
One of the Paul brothers used to date, listen to this family tree. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
This is how this all comes full circle. I don't know which Paul brother, so let's just say Jake. Know that I might be wrong.
Okay.
Jake Paul used to date Jose Canseco's daughter.
Okay.
Josie Canseco.
Her name is Josie?
Yeah, maybe.
That's weird.
Why?
Jose, Josie, I mean, that's like the same name.
I may have messed up her name, too.
Okay, good.
So then, she used to date, you ready for it? Mike Studd. That brings it all full circle. And what about Mike Studd? He's our boy. You remember me talking about Mike Studd, right?
Yeah, but we don't know him. He's not our boy.
But I mean, I just brought that full circle for you. Coach. And Mike Studd is friends with Johnny Manziel. And you just walked, and he walked past you the other night, last night. That's full circle in your face, dude.
That is full circle. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Vegas stories, baby.
What the?
Got one for you. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Ray, I took a private jet last night and got shit-faced.
No, I saw a story in the news this week about a dude that got bit on the balls by a scorpion. I think he was at the Venetian.
That's not good for business.
So they gave him free room.
There you go, ice your balls.
And this one's not a great story, but I mean, I was there with a tall guy that loves Conor McGregor.
Perfect explanation. I know exactly who you're talking
Played
about.
Played on my soccer team, my volleyball team.
He walked home drunk from Broadway.
Yeah, just so he could see Conor McGregor fight.
And we all laughed. Dude, we laughed so hard that night. We're like, wait. You know, with the Ubers and stuff, you walked all, I mean, you saved like $5.
It was over 2 miles. Over 2 miles.
$5.
And he's dripping sweat.
Luckily, there are no chicks. It was a dude fest.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Your wife was there.
Yeah, but we went to Vegas. And he had a rollaway bed in the room. And we went out, we drank, and it's like 4 in the morning. And we come rolling back, and I think we're staying at the Bellagio. And I go, and I'm hammered, right? And I'm like, I'm going to bed. And I go, plop in the bed. Only problem is, there was no fucking mattress. It was just wood.
On the rollaway?
No, on my bed. The queen-size bed. There was just plywood.
Brutal.
Dude, so I dove into the bed on my left shoulder, and boom! I'm like, there's literally no mattress. How do you take a mattress out of a room?
Dude, I mean,
where did the mattress go?
But that's good. That tells you they're cleaning the mattresses. That's just a small slip-up and oversight,
But the bed was made.
Right. I mean, the one lady that makes the bed, she doesn't check for mattresses. Her job
she
is to make.
She doesn't pat it down and feel that there's wood?
Her job is to make the bed. She said, F it. There's no mattress. I make the bed.
So my drunk ass, at 4 in the morning, I have to call the front desk and say, yeah, I'm in room 368, and there's no mattress on my bed. And they, well, what do you mean there's no mattress? Well, see, I dove into the bed, and it's just plywood. What? Like, what do you mean there's, like, you took the mattress off the bed? No.
Well, and the lady in the background, too, that's fielding your call, you can hear the club music.
Yes.
She can barely hear you.
She can barely hear me. She thinks she can hear that I'm drunk. And I'm like, I need someone to bring me a mattress.
Sir, did you lose gambling tonight, perchance?
And she goes, okay, I'll send someone up there to check on you.
No, I don't need it checked.
And I'm like, okay. So 20 minutes later, knock, knock, knock.
It was a prostitute, Ray.
I got a report that there's no mattress on the bed. Well, let me look.
They file it.
And they walk in there, and
cops
I'm like,
are there.
and I'm like, and she goes, wow, that's weird. I've never seen that before. Yeah, well, we'll get you a mattress.
No, you'll get me free casino credit.
Or just give me a different room. I mean,
you weren't negotiating at 4 a.m. drunk?
No, I was not thinking clearly at that time. I'm like, I just want to go to bed. And so by 5:15,
Where's Broadway walk home guy all this time?
Laying in his layaway, rollaway bed.
Security's all there in the room?
Yeah, and they're all just walking around. And he's like,
bunch of dicks.
He's like, this is crazy. So 5:15.
Oh, you guys struck out tonight, huh?
5:15, two dudes come in carrying a mattress, and they put it on my bed.
Brutal.
And I'm like, good God, what a terrible night.
That was a sad Vegas story, dude.
But it was, the scorpion was like.
The gambling better luck than that?
I don't even remember. It wasn't a huge night because I don't remember it. All I remember is diving into the bed, left shoulder, like being funny, and like, oh, night. Boom. Oh, my God. I landed with a thud. It was so stupid.
Oh, Vegas, dude.
Man.
We talk about it every day. Baser's like, we got to get back. And I say, man, when can we go? And she goes, your next vacation? I go, yeah. And she goes, we got to go. And I go, yeah, we got to go. And then we say, well, what should our purse be, Kitty? And I'm like, oh, it's got to be $1,000. Share it. She goes, yeah. And I say, what are you going to play? And she goes, Buffalo. And she goes, what are you going to play? And I say, craps. Dude, we have that conversation maybe every day.
I feel you. I have videos that pop up on my feed. It was like I saw this week that someone was waiting for their airplane. So they decided to play a slot machine in the casino or in the airport. And they won $782,000.
Wow.
They were playing Wheel of Fortune, Red Hot 777.
I think my last, sadly.
And I'm like, God bless America.
Here's how you know. It's a telltale sign. When you can't remember your last Vegas trip, it's been too long. And I'm pretty sure it was April, Sam Hunt. So it's been a full year. When was the convention? Was here.
Yeah.
The convention would have been before. So Sam Hunt was the most recent. Went to Vegas. We lost our asses. Did we? I think we won a little bit. I didn't do good. Sports betting, no bueno. Yeah, that's what it was. It was Sam Hunt. So we were really there for the concert. We did a little gambling. Resorts World. It was fun. Did we win? I don't think we won. I really don't think we won.
Yeah, and speaking of idiots, I want to talk. I mean, did you the Dolphins Chiefs game, playoff game.
Wow, how long ago was this?
Probably a month ago.
This is not month a and rerun. A half. This is not a rerun.
No, people are having.
Oh, this is sad, dude. I'm not touching this thing with a 10-foot.
Well, yeah, you probably can't touch it because you don't have any more fingers because they've been amputated.
This is your story.
These people that went to the game where the wind chill was negative 27 are now having fingers, legs, hands amputated because of frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
All because they wanted to go sit there and be cool with their shirts off and watch the Chiefs Dolphins.
Dude, frostbite is the worst thing. I don't know if I had it, but it's when you're stuck. I mean, it's not even numb. It's almost a tingling feeling. And you'll go to shampoo your hair, and it's just tingling. You can kind of feel it, but you can't. I had beginning stages of frostbite. It's the worst. Your body is only supposed to probably take, 32 degrees. And it was what?
It was negative 27 with the wind chill. The wind chill was negative 27.
That'll do it.
Patients that had frostbite are now discussing options about amputation because it appears they are not going to recover.
Yeah, it would almost be, if they're getting an amputation, you'd almost think it's a leg, so then they get a fake prosthetic leg.
But fingers?
Just because they numb, dude. It's the worst feeling. It's actually more annoying. I don't want to say the option of amputation is better, but the tingling feeling is so annoying. I remember it, dude, vividly, and I got mine back, thankfully.
I just cannot imagine thinking it was that. I mean, you think you're so fun. Oh, look at this. Yeah, we're crazy. We don't feel cold. And 2 months later, oh, shoot. I got to chop off three of my fingers.
That ain't me, dude. That ain't me and Baser.
Hashtag not worth it.
If it's under 60, we ain't going.
And you're leaving early for sure.
ALE theory, always leave early. And we usually have parking right next to stadium. Otherwise, probably not doing it, man. I'd rather watch Foursquare on the TV. The quad box.
Oh, I was like, what is Foursquare? I thought you meant the game. They play Foursquare. Dude, you know what I'm talking about?
Girl just got her head cut off in this basketball game. How's your minus 15?
Not good. Ohio State is losing 42-37.
They're down. It was the opposite.
Hey, but I mean, Maryland is 18-12, and Ohio State is 25-4, so I thought it was obvious.
Well, sadly, neither of those teams will make it in the men's tournament. Hey, and I talked about Pitts.
You're right.
And you and Pitts didn't know shit. I didn't know shit. When is the SEC tournament?
Middle of next week. It probably starts on next Wednesday or Thursday.
We got a promise. Unbelievable access that the Sore Losers Nation has never seen before.
We have to promise it?
Yeah, I mean, you can do false promises. But I'm saying that needs to be our goal.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's in our backyard. We got to do a YouTube video, maybe do a little kick.
No, no kick. Kick is dead. We are done with kick. No one's following us on kick. And our YouTube has dropped off. We went from like 1,000 views to 100 views. We might be done with YouTube.
Yeah. Ray, we've sold.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
I thanked everybody on Facebook. I said, hey, guys, without you, we would have never got those 100 views on YouTube. Thanks.
Yeah, and you said, don't watch this. And someone said, okay, I won't.
Yeah, that was funny in your messy joke.
No, man, come on. The messy joke was great.
But you're the guy, you're trying to get the laugh. And
yeah.
See, I did that, dude, and it pissed Baser off so much. Titans games, I would say shit, and then she'd get so mad.
Yeah, my wife.
I would say, and then she's like, just stop trying to make it, you know, because you're eventually going to get hit. It's not worth it.
And I did see, it was really funny, though. I forgot that as we're walking to the car.
Sometimes you just drink your drink, you get warm inside, your bet makes you a little bit warmer. You got your girl on your arm. You don't got to make that comment. Over to you, man.
As we're walking and we're walking down, we're on this one sidewalk and there's a parking lot and the people are flowing through the parking lot, but there's cars and this car starts to go.
Yeah, typically there's cars in a parking lot.
And this Mustang, it's a Mustang. He starts to drive down the hill and this guy with like walking, holding his kid's hand, who's probably like 10, just steps right in front of the Mustang.
It's fault of the Mustang.
The Mustang has to like slam on his brakes. And then the guy has the guy walking stares down the Mustang like, what the hell do you think you're doing? I'm like, bro, you're in the middle of the Mustang was going. And you challenged the Mustang one-on-one. Just so you know, the Mustang is going to win every single time, you dumbass.
And the guy with the kid was Johnny Manziel, the guy in the Mustang, the guy that was in front of you. That is full circle.
But I did see all those cars lined up on the side of the road. Need a ride? Need a ride?
What, Ubers?
They act like Ubers.
Oh,
they are just people in their car, and they just say, need a ride?
Bro,
need
Titans a ride? Game, 100 minimum.
Question.
Baser got in a small fight with the guy.
Question.
I told her, hey, take your own words and remember no comments.
And I was like, yeah, you guys look real safe. I'll just jump right in. And they're like, need a ride?
They are safe.
How are they safe?
But I'm just saying, with the advent of
How are they safe?
They got all the tickets in their car windows, AARP or whatever it's called, Better Business Bureau.
They are just random people on the side of the road. You have no tracking. You didn't order them. You don't know their names.
That's how we used to do it.
Yeah, with cabs. These are personal vehicles.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's just like a Nissan Sentra. And he's like, need a ride? Need a ride? Yeah, let me jump in. And then when we were leaving the Mexican restaurant on the way there, there's these four dudes called an Uber, and she's in the lane to turn left into the restaurant, and she's like, what are you guys doing?
This is a parking nightmare, dude.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
I'm stressing out.
And they're like, you want us to come out there? She goes, yeah, yeah. So they run out to the middle lane to get in. Two of them get in, and then there's an opening, so she turns left into the parking lot and leaves two dudes in the middle of the road.
What? So she would only take two in her car?
No, but she panicked and turned because they weren't in yet. She turned into the parking lot. They had to run back across the street to get in. I was like, this lady's getting a bad rating. And as we're walking.
Dude, she sounds like me parking a car.
As we're walking into the game, there's like five people that get out of an Uber. And this drunk chick, like her hat, she's got the bill folded up and she's all drunk. She's like, oh no, my phone.
Would you look at the hangers on her?
I left my phone in the Uber. And she goes up to some minivan, starts opening the door. And the minivan drives off. She goes, hey. And she goes, and her friend goes, that's not the car. She goes, oh. So she goes to the next car, tries to open the door.
Oh my! I mean, that's how the kidnapping started.
And the guy goes, stop. And she goes, that's not the car. She goes, well, which one was it? Which one were we in? And they go, why? She goes, I left my phone.
Uber stories, that might be one.
I was just like, damn, this girl's already smashed and she hadn't even made it to the game. She's not going to remember seeing Messi.
I'm adding that to our list.
And I have no idea
that we didn't get to today.
I have no idea if she got her phone back. Not that you care.
There's better. Uber stories is one.
Okay. All right.
Like, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
Can I tell my Uber story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is 1, 2, 3, and then we say Uber stories. This is 1, 2, 3.
Uber stories!
Downtown, we're at an event on Tuesday. It will remain nameless. Dude, I'm getting my Uber. Bro, I'm stone cold sober as a saint. I'm standing out there on Broadway. Guy says, your car has arrived. You got a text message. Your driver's 5.0 stars. Charlie is here. Okay, cool. I'm standing at Broadway. I understand the street. It's actually blocked off in portions, so I can see the Uber. They make it now where Ubers are on one side or the other. It's not. You can't just float around. You got to park. So I see the one side. He's not there. Red car. Fire engine red. My side. Not there. Fire engine red. So I'm staying there. And then guess what? I get a message that says, he can only wait for 2 minutes and then he leaves. And so I'm panicking. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get charged for this one. I'm going to have to tell Baser, hey, sorry, I had two Uber charges because I had to leave early. Always leave early because I had to get sleep. Sorry. Slept at the radio station. Long story for another day. So anyways, I'm downtown and my guy's not coming. Ha! I text him. Hi. I wish I could read the messages because I was like, hey man, I'm on Broadway. Where are you? And he goes, Broadway. Okay, man. I'm standing effing right here. I need the bleep button. I was like, dude, I'm standing effing right here. I can see the other lane where they're going north. I'm trying to go south. I can see both. Where the fuck are you? Broadway. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you're playing the role of like you don't know English or you're just trying to annoy me. And it says 30 seconds. I'm just adding this for the story. 30 seconds, your car will leave. Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do? He's not here. I'm on Broadway. Dude, our dots are right together. So I go around the corner. I'm like, he's either parked in the bar or, dude, this is a glitch in the app or this guy doesn't know where Broadway is and I have no idea why our dots are matched. I go around the corner in the alley. Bro's just sitting there parked, dude. He's parked in pay to park and he just sits there. So, like, what do? You just wait for somebody to come exactly to your car? Like, were you ever going to pull onto Broadway, bro, and pick me up to where I had the location at? Like, he probably saw me panicking, looking around, and he just, they'll come to me. I mean, I get in his car. He goes, how's it going? I'm like, dude, you. I'm not talking to you. You just saw me on the corner for the past 2 minutes like a hooker.
And stressed out.
And because you were just chilling in Pay to Park and saying you were on Broadway, but you were actually on Broadway in the corner of Brew House and Tequila Cowboy. So you actually weren't on Broadway.
You were in a parking lot. You weren't on the road. I'm on the road looking for you.
Hey, dude. So next time when I text you where you at and you text Broadway, you need to say fucking an alley. Because that's where you're in a fucking alley
next to Broadway Brew House, not on Broadway.
For sure thought I was drunk and he could pull one. Didn't. I'm the parking master.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
The stress. You didn't deserve that.
That was 1, 2, 3.
Uber stories. And what's weird is I take Lyft.
Another segment. Beautiful.
But it's funny how everybody says Uber, but they Lyft too, don't you? Or do you only use Uber?
These are Lyfts. I've just never done that app.
But that was the first one I downloaded because it was the first one here, and so I downloaded Lyft.
She does it. She texts them both.
But I do say, oh, I took an Uber even though I took a Lyft.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's American culture. It's like you went to the bar, but did you necessarily go to a bar or did you go to a tavern? Did you go to a honky-tonk? Did you go to a social, Hampton Social, what's that one called that we went to? Speakeasy. A dive bar, you know, did you go to a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Over to you, man.
All right. We're out.
Yeah.
Oh, Messi, thanks for coming to visit, man. Too bad you got a tie. I was a little pissed about that, but all right.
Got to say, I was a little jealous when I Googled it this morning. I was like, I want to see if that motherfucker saw a goal. When it said Messi, 52nd minute, a little jealous.
Yeah.
If I would have known he was going to score a goal, I would have done it for the $200.
It's worth it, dude. I'm telling you, $200.
You couldn't guarantee me that he was going to get a goal.
You're right.
You said he wasn't going to play.
I said, what if he doesn't play?
Not only did he play, he scored a goal.
Yeah, and he played the whole time.
That was my biggest fear.
And that's what I said. When we were walking back to the car, I was like, damn, that sucked. But I'd rather have an exciting game like that and tie than have it be boring, get blown out, or blow them out. Like, I want it to be exciting, and it's everything you wanted, and I got my money's worth. $200 was worth it.
Three dudes in front, dude to the side, dude to the left. Man.
I mean, Fat Joe in front of me, dude. Like, I mean, could not see around him. I mean, he was so wide. Brian tried to sit down at one point. He goes, I can't see anything. And he stood back up.
We'll stand together, man, brothers.
No, he did. He was trying to lean to the right, lean to the left. He goes, it's bigger than the Great Wall of China, dude.
You guys stood together in solidarity.
We did. Me and him, the whole game.
You got to post that pic.
Oh, it's a video.
Picture's worth 100 words.
Yeah, I think it's a video. I hope I took a video. And some of the times the dude thought he was filming and he wasn't filming, dude. I felt bad. But yeah, he's filming, dude. He's filming everything. I mean, 122 minutes that he was there, he filmed it. And he went live, and it was the funniest part, one person. That was my favorite part of the whole night.
Dude, that's bad memories. When me and Scuba got zero Facebook live.
Yeah.
But then we went to Insta, we got 100.
Oh. And I was going to try to DM Messi to see if he'd come on the pod. I guess you can't DM him. He doesn't take DMs.
Oh. At least you tried, man.
Yeah. So. Doing something for the pod, dude. I didn't take video, but I took that.
So you were going to DM him, and you didn't take any videos or pictures, and we do have a picture of a 400-pound dude standing up in front of you.
Yeah, I thought that was more interesting than Messi. All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.